This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me is Ashley Bean Thornton to talk about events for this weekend and a look at events in the coming week. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, the Waco Civic Theater hosts the Addams Family musical, right?
Yes, yes. You can tell we're kind of creeping towards Halloween.
Yeah.
That's kind of a Halloween theme play, but it's a ton of fun, musical. If you're familiar with the Addams Family, they're kind of creepy, crawly family.
Yep.
And the whole story is the daughter comes home with a normal boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And hijinks ensue. So pretty fun. Cost is $18 for adults. There's a little bit of a discount for students and military. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and matinee on Sunday at 2:30. So that should be a lot of fun. It runs through November 1st.
Oh, very cool.
So that's a fun sort of fall Halloween show. So hope to see everybody out there. And then Saturday, it's Baylor football game.
Right.
So you got all the attendant hoopla that goes along with that, the tailgating and downtown and all those kinds of things. But that's not the only thing going on Saturday. Yes, there's more. In fact, kind of keeping again with that Halloween theme, one of the most fun things that happens every year is happening this Saturday, and
mm-hmm.
it is the Oakwood Cemetery Walking Tales.
Ooh.
So the Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild folks dress up like some of the legendary and famous and infamous people who are buried out at Oakwood Cemetery. And you can go to the cemetery and walk around and they'll tell you their stories.
Oh,
so
very neat.
That's kind of fun. It's not too scary because it's in the middle of the day from 10 a.m. in the morning till 1 p.m. But it's at Oakwood Cemetery and free. So that's a lot of fun. And then another free thing that's going on Saturday is Lake Waco Wetlands Free Community Fishing Day.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so you can go out to the wetlands and fish. There's a 5 catfish limit. Kids under 17 don't need a fishing license, but adults do. They'll have a few rods and reels available for loan, but you're probably smart to bring your own. And that's from 9 to noon out at Nora's Pond at Lake Waco Wetlands.
And catch something.
Yeah. If it's pretty weather, that'd be a lot of fun.
And there's also a Christmas Shopapalooza on Saturday, right?
Yes. Can you believe we're already thinking about Christmas? But yes, if you're one of those super organized people that likes to get your Christmas shopping going early, a fun way to kick that off would be this weekend at the Convention Center from 10 to 5, the Shopapalooza. It's $5 to get in, and there's all kinds of just fun, interesting crafts and unique things.
Yeah.
And just a fun way to start getting in the spirit before Halloween even. Some of us like to plan far ahead, so that's good.
Yeah.
But another fun thing that's happening on Saturday, there are quite a few things going on Saturday. It's a Fall Fossil Festival at the Waco Mammoth National Monument.
Say that 5 times fast.
I will not. but it should be a really big deal. You know, this will be the first one that we've had since the Mammoth site became a national monument.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of fun. But art contest, animals, face painting, games, crafts, paint a pumpkin.
Ooh.
Yeah, all kinds of fun, you know, fall things to do. Cost $5, and national park passes are accepted. Opens at 10 o'clock and goes till 4.
Oh, cool.
So that's fun. And then if you're interested in art, the CAST, which is downtown on Austin Avenue in
right.
the Woolworth Suites, they've been doing several, actually, art demonstrations. And they are having one Saturday of wood burning.
Huh.
So that is kind of a unique and beautiful art. So maybe that'll be something
wood
else
burning.
You can think about as you're getting ready for Christmas. You can
yeah,
make something
wood
for somebody.
Your gift, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. but that's free, and it's from noon to 3 to see that demonstration. So that's a lot of fun. So if you can't keep busy on Saturday with all that, you're not really trying.
You're not trying.
Not trying. But Sunday, there's more fun on Sunday, too.
Right. It's Super Star Wars Sunday.
Yes. Super Star Wars Sunday.
Super
a Star Wars
Sunday.
Reads event. So, logically enough, it's at the library at 1 o'clock. It's free. So they'll be having costume contests and photo ops and a scavenger hunt and crafts and all kinds of things. You can make a lightsaber.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah. So the movie's getting ready to come out not too long from now.
Right,
the newest,
December.
Newest part of the movie, so this can get you all warmed up. So 1 o'clock on Sunday at the Central Library on Austin. So that's a busy, fun weekend.
Right. And heading into the week?
Yeah, heading into the week. Hopefully some of you have been going to the Monday movies that they're having at the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome, right.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them. They've been really good. They're usually documentaries, mm-hmm. and they're free. So this coming Monday, the 19th, the free documentary is called A Brave Heart. And it's a documentary about Lizzie Velasquez, who you may have heard about on the mm-hmm. news. But she has a condition that causes her not to be able to gain weight. So she only weighs 58 pounds. And through her life, she's been the victim of bullying. Mm. In fact, some really terrible internet bullying. She found a video of herself labeled as the world's ugliest woman.
Wow.
And people said all kinds of hateful things about her. But she has, instead of letting that kind of destroy her, she has used that as an opportunity to become a spokesperson for anti-bullying legislation.
Oh.
So this documentary kind of follows her whole story. It should be really inspiring. And the movie is free. It's at the Hippodrome. It starts at 7. Of course, they have concessions available okay. there. So that should be a really, really good movie. And then Monday is also the day, during the day, it's the 6th Annual Education for Everyone Golf Tournament, which is a fundraiser for Brazos Education Foundation.
Oh, okay.
If you're not familiar with Brazos Education Foundation, they provide a lot of really pretty generous scholarships for local students. And so this is one of their major fundraisers. They're one of the few scholarships that kids can renew every year while mm-hmm. they're in college. So that's a big help for some of our local students. But registration is 11:30. It's at Ridgewood Country Club. Probably if you hadn't made your major reservations by now, you need to give them a call and the information that's on the website. Yep, because that's coming up on Monday. So that's Monday. And then Tuesday, a really neat thing that everybody in town needs to know about are the academies at University High School. University High School has within the high school, there are several academies where mm-hmm. students can kind of get a jump start on learning a really valuable career. Like there's an accounting academy. They're the ones who do the free tax preparation during tax time. There's a technology academy. So there are these kind of schools within a school where students can get focused pretty early on a career. So they are having their annual recruitment breakfast on Tuesday morning, October 20th at 8 o'clock. So if you're a parent or a student mm-hmm. or just a community member, maybe a business owner in town who would like to get involved in these academies, they are really terrific programs, and that's a great opportunity to go kind of learn what they're all about and meet some of the students who've been participating in them and see some of their pretty impressive work that they've been doing. So that's 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning at University High School.
Very cool.
And then Tuesday evening, mm-hmm. of course, will be the American League Championship Series. Who will be the champion? So the SABR, Society for American Baseball Research, local club, is meeting up at 6 o'clock at Rudy's to enjoy a little baseball and barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if there are people in your family who are tired of baseball, but you're still enjoying baseball, you could enjoy it among your fellow baseball fanatics
right.
at Rudy's at 6 o'clock. And watch the championship. So that should be a lot of fun. That's on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then just one more thing I'll mention on Thursday. Out at the Waco Family YMCA on Thursday, October 22nd, starting at 5 o'clock, they are having a free health expo.
Oh.
So they're doing all kinds of different screenings, blood pressure, glucose, vision, body fat, hearing. And they will also be doing flu shots.
Oh, okay.
They'll be doing flu shots on a cash basis, so bring your cash. Free flu shots to the first 20 people.
Get there early.
So, yeah, if you get there early at 5 o'clock, get your free flu shot. Get yourself all set up for a healthy fall and winter.
Perfect.
And heading into the next weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Ashley, as always, thank you for stopping in and chatting with us. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for having me, Carlos. I always appreciate it.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.